Others do not realise that we're all heading for death. Those who do realise it will compose their quarrels. Others do not realise that we're all heading for death. Those who do realise it will compose their quarrels. And this is one of those verses. In fact, actually all six of these verses are like this for me, but particularly this one, where I feel that the Buddha really was a man of wisdom, a man who saw simple, direct truth. People don't realise, we don't realise that we're all heading for death. People don't realise that life ends in death. It's inevitable, it's unavoidable. Death is a fact before our eyes, as the great Zen master, Japanese master Dogen says. People don't realise that death can come at any moment. Okay, yes, we might say to ourselves, yes, I know I will die. But we think it's not now, it will be then, a long time in the future. But it's not like that. The time, the moment of death, is uncertain. It could be now. It could be in a few minutes. It could be next week. It could be next year. It could be when we're very old. It could be when we're in bed. It could be when we're going for a walk. And an important, a central aspect of Buddhist training is to really take that in. Really take that fact in, the inevitability of death and the uncertainty of the time of death. This isn't engaged in to shock us and frighten us, although it might have that effect. It's engaged in because it's actually the truth. It's because it is the way it is. And some might think that this is a depressing truth, and that the effect will be one of depression and nihilism. Well, you know, if we're going to die and it could happen in a moment, what is the point? But if properly seen, the effects are actually very different. If seen with right view, or better, perfect vision, seeing the fact that we all, not just ourselves, but all the people around us, will all die, and seeing that it could happen at any time, seeing that we're all impermanent, the effect on us, says the Buddha, is that we will compose our quarrels. We will end quarrelling. We will end argument. We will end dispute. We will end disharmony with others. We will finish that. What would it be like if we fell out with someone and they died before we could apologise, before we could forgive? We cannot come into harmony with that person again. They've gone. That opportunity is missed. We cannot resolve the problem, and that's very painful. That's very painful. I know people who have got a lot of remorse because of unfinished business with somebody who died. I mean, you can obviously resolve that through Buddhist practice, but it's difficult. You know, it's much easier to do it with the person alive, even if they remain antagonistic to you. If you can forgive, if you can love, well, you've resolved it on your side. So becoming aware of death and impermanence leads to a greater connection with others, a greater sensitivity to others. We realise that we are essentially the same as everybody else. We are essentially the same as others. We're in precisely the same situation as everybody else. We are all impermanent beings in an impermanent world. We're all in the realm of life and death. Our life and the life of others is actually very short and precarious. So we need to, because of that, we need to really cherish and revere our own life and the lives of others around us, because they're the same as us. They're the same as us in that respect. So this awareness of impermanence and death leads to a greater, a really tuned up care and attention of ourselves and others, this cherishing of ourselves and others. We take great care to make the most of, to make the best of ourselves and others, to draw forth the high to draw forth the highest good, the highest meaning, the highest values. Buddhists would say living for nothing less than the attainment of enlightenment for everyone, not just for oneself. So seeing that we are all impermanent leads to a greater, a truer loving kindness for everyone. So let me just read to conclude the last verses that we've looked at, just to make sure that they're really in our minds. Those who entertain such thoughts, as he abused me, he beat me, he conquered me, he robbed me, will not still their hatred. Those who do not entertain such thoughts, as he abused me, he beat me, he conquered me, he robbed me, will still their hatred. Not by hatreds are hatreds ever pacified here in the world. They are pacified by love. This is the eternal law. Others do not realize that we are all heading for death. Those who do realize it will compose their quarrels.